Dear citizens, I am Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. India and Pakistan called off National Security Advisors talks scheduled on August 24, 2015. Accordingly, the topic Indian Subcontinent, India-Pakistan National Security Advisors talks cancellation presented for information and appropriate action. Thank you for your attention. India and Pakistan National Security Advisors talks cancellation is regrettable and reveals lack of commitment in saving lives from terrorism. Pakistan invitation to Kashmir separatist Hurriyat conference and factions alike prior to NSA meeting scheduled on August 24, 2015 in New Delhi and demand to include Kashmir issue in the bilateral discussion rather than exclusive focus on terror is deviation from past and present official agreements. The recent terror attacks in India, Udhampur, Jammu and Kashmir and Gurdaspur, Punjab deserves unequivocal attention considering repeat events leading to terror networks in Pakistan. The discourse devoted to terror incidents endangering civilian population on both sides is critical and would demonstrate Pakistan's renewed efforts to expunge terror within state. Furthermore, adherence to planned sessions on important matter such as terrorism without Kashmir and various problems in Indo-Pak relationship could have conveyed strong message to the world and terror sponsors as well as operatives in particular on Pakistan's seriousness to free the nation from terror control. Beginning with 9/11 in the United States and multiple terror activities against India and other neighbors, notwithstanding terror blasts across Pakistan wreaking havoc in the country, the NSA forum was prime opportunity to exchange relevant information and devise effective strategy to purge terror. Pakistan's rejection of the proposal to hold exclusive summit on terrorism could be misinterpreted amongst terror groups as state complicity to terror operations inside and across the border. The series of line of control violations in the frontiers cannot be slighted, promoting militancy and incursion aimed at escalating tensions between two nuclear nations. Pakistan's statement on armed forces' ability to defend national sovereignty ignores reality. Pakistan is under siege with diverse terror organizations making life impossible for citizens in national domain and conducting terror against India and Afghanistan with ISI support. The nation's first enemy is the one committing treason and betray citizenry. Pakistan's sovereignty violated on many occasions and prominent instance being United States Abbottabad mission supposedly to capture and kill the long deceased Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden near National Defense Headquarters. NATO provocative air raid on Pakistan that resulted in several armed personnel tragic casualties while deployed as coalition forces in Pakistan with no apology from aggressors until today is a major setback for military intelligence and political establishment. As for Balochistan secessionism, the evidence with Israel's Mossad-trained agents infiltration in disguise, proficient in local language, apparently not detected by Pakistan's intelligence and military in predisposition towards India. Pakistan's internal circles on Saudi Arabia funding and United States military aid remain existential threat to nation and the region. The debate on Kashmir for Pakistan and external sources instigating hostility using the subject as pretext evade responsibility on involvements in aiding and abetting terror at home and foreign land. Kashmir separatists as proxies to members with vested interests at Kashmiris' expense contributing to endless plight in subversion embarked as liberation crusade. Kashmir is relevant to citizens in the valley more than anyone anywhere in the world. The proselytized state comprises people of origin not necessarily subscribing to politically motivated foreign agenda. Accordingly, Kashmir merits comprehensive review and resolution to follow in due course. Those nations prompting behind Kashmir topic need to introspect on prevalent situations against religious denominations of Islam, namely Baha'i in Iran, incessant violence against Shia in Pakistan, the war in Yemen targeting Shias representing Houthi movement, the persecution of Kurds in Turkey, sectarianism in Iraq, facilitating Western and Middle East allies recruited terror, and last but not the least, the contentious Palestinian dispute. Muslim nations worldwide are confronted with interior turmoil and fragility emanating from Western-influenced policy to deny political freedom in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait, UAE, United Arab Emirates, Iraq, as well as Iran, to name a few in volatile Middle East. Similarly, Islamic nations in South, Southeast and Central Asia, besides Africa, susceptible to political instability and unrest largely from incoherence and Western dominance through military bases and occupation under the guise of security. Pakistan's democracy suppressed with military and intelligence agency intrusion in governance. Since British partition of India in 1947, Pakistan struggles to retain democratic system with lingering opposition to civilian rule. Then there are schisms, proliferating turbulence with underworld crime syndicate and nefarious elements provided refuge with immunity from investigation and extradition. The existing conditions in Pakistan is impetus on national priority to engage in constructive and meaningful interaction with India and surrounding neighbors in containing terror and insurgency claiming innocent lives all around. Setting political differences and opinions aside, Pakistan and India resumption of talks at political, military and border security forces levels pertinent to alleviate civilian suffering on either side. The national pledge to safeguard citizens' safety and territorial integrity is possible upon renouncing ties with those causing mayhem. In the absence of delineation from terror manufacturers, the posturing on fighting terror is disingenuous and already consuming the premise fostering enmity. Pakistan and India dealing with positive intentions to protect lives and eliminate skirmishes would guarantee sustainable peace. The desirable economic growth and progress is attainable in peaceful and stable environment. The government's dedication to diplomacy in reaching mutual consensus would determine the strength of democracy and independent status of a nation. Pakistan and India are urged to move forward in forging better relations based on respect for life and trust in delivering secure future to the current and next generations. With that, I am Padmini Arhant, representative Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. convey my peace to all. Thank you.